The very heart of the liturgical year is about to begin. Holy Week and Easter Week, the next 2 weeks. So as I said at the beginning, this is our last step into the very heart of the central mystery of our faith, our celebration of the central mystery of our faith. Holy Week, Easter Week. You could say from Palm Sunday up until Divine Mercy Sunday. We have chosen for our theme today, I will deliver them from all their sins. Comes from today's first reading. But before we turn to the readings, I think it's worthwhile mentioning that today is also a national holiday. Araw ng Kagitingan. So we're at the heart of the liturgical year, the celebration of our faith, but the nation is also celebrating the Araw ng Kagitingan, the day of bravery or valor, heroism. I know, and everyone knows, that during the pandemic, the celebration of holidays got all thrown off. What does it mean to have a holiday when everybody's home all the time anyway? But now we're on this verge of opening up a little bit more after the terrible lockdowns. And so I find some people are so eager to get out and they want to go to the province or they want to go to the beach or they'll do something. And other people are very hesitant to expose themselves to crowds. So we're in a kind of transition here. But I think everyone can agree that we should honor those who have sacrificed, those who have suffered, those who have fought, those who have died for us. And that's the generations before us who sacrificed themselves for the cause of freedom. That's the Araw ng Kagitingan. So that's what's celebrated today. Especially focusing on the suffering of the people who were in Bataan, or these soldiers and the guerrillas who were in Bataan, and the horrible death march. If you've been up in that area of Pampanga, is it Pampanga, Tarlac, that area? There are markers along the route of the death march. Have you seen those? I don't know if they're still there, but years ago I saw them. They're like every kilometer, I think there's another little monument to the death march. Something like the Stations of the Cross, stations of the death march. This is the way these victims were forced to walk, if they could walk. Now, since we are exactly 1 month away from the national election, what's inevitable is that everyone will be watching to see what the candidates do today on the Araw ng Kagitingan. I noticed this is how it is. Campaigning is done partly by going places in person, but very much more by how people are presented in the media, the regular mainstream media and also the social media. So you can imagine every candidate will be judged for what he or she does or doesn't do today. Because if a candidate goes to Bataan or goes to Mount Samat or goes to Kapas or wherever to honor the heroes of Bataan Day, then that will be in the news. And the supporters will say, look how great this candidate is. And the opponents will say, look what a fake this candidate is. And if the candidates don't go to this or that place, well, then their supporters will say, look, they can't do this because of the political situation. Or the opponents will say, look, they're not really supporters of national heroes. So no matter what they do, there will be support and there will be opposition. That's politics. Now, I don't have to say that, but everybody knows that. But we see the same dynamic in today's gospel. So that's why I think it's a good introduction. Here's a day to honor bravery, honor sacrifice, honor people who have suffered for the common good, and it's going to be thrown into the political controversies. Everything's political nowadays. Well, this is what we see in the gospel. The Passover is coming, and that's a day when faithful Jews should go to Jerusalem. Will Jesus go to Jerusalem or not? This is the question that is placed in our hearts at the end of the gospel. What do you think? That he will not come to the feast? Will he come to Jerusalem for the Passover or not? You can imagine his supporters saying, if he goes, it's because he's really the Messiah. If he doesn't go, it's because the evil opponents of the Messiah are preventing him. His opponents will say, if he goes, then it's a perfect chance for us to arrest him. And if he doesn't go, it shows that he's not a faithful Jew anyway. So no matter what he does, the political swirl will surround him. Of course, Jesus doesn't operate on that level, but that is a natural human way of responding. It's not new to the age of social media. It's right here in the gospel. So what will Jesus do? Jesus will fulfill the will of the Father. He will fulfill all that was prophesied about him. Today's first reading is one of the great prophecies of what the Messiah will do, what God will do when the hour comes. If you read this prophecy from Ezekiel, it's all about promises of the Lord. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to gather my children who are scattered around. I'm going to make them one people in one land with one king, with one God, with one shepherd. I'm going to restore them. I'm going to make them a new glorious people. I'm going to multiply them. I'm going to put my sanctuary there among them. I'm going to dwell among them. This is all the first reading. And all the nations will know that it is I, the Lord, who make Israel holy. So this is in the mind of God centuries and centuries, well, actually forever, but announced through the prophet centuries and centuries before the coming of Jesus. In the middle of this prophecy, we get the line from which we took our theme, I will deliver them from their sins. This is the full verse. I will deliver them from all their sins of apostasy and cleanse them so that they may be my people and I may be their God. This is what he's going to do. He's going to deliver his people from all their sins of apostasy and every other sin, and cleanse them so that they may be his people, and he will be their God. That's what he's going to do. Is he going to go to Jerusalem for the Passover? Yes, he will. Of course he will. That's the reason why he has come. He's going to come to save his people. So no matter what the spin doctors of the media say, this is what Jesus is going to do, and this is what he's always doing. He's a savior. In the gospel, the members of the Sanhedrin are debating what should be done about Jesus. Everyone's believing in him, and they think that's bad news. Caiaphas, the high priest, makes an extraordinary statement. He acts like a classic politician. He's supposed to be a religious leader, but he makes a classic political move. Let's eliminate our opponent to save ourselves. Let's sacrifice someone who we consider expendable, and it will be good for our power. And if we can make it look like we have good religious motives, all the better. It's a classic. Of course, he's an evil man. Caiaphas is making an evil decision. He's choosing the killing of an innocent man for the sake of his own agenda. The evangelist points out that when Caiaphas said this, in spite of himself, he prophesied what Jesus was really going to do. In Caiaphas's mind, Jesus is the problem. In God's mind, Jesus is the solution to the problem. In Caiaphas's mind, Jesus has to be eliminated. In God's mind, Jesus has come to sacrifice himself. That's why it says here, Caiaphas says, it's better for one man to die than for the whole nation to be wiped out. And the evangelist says, he did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation. The question, will he come to the feast? That's what everyone's asking. The answer is yes, he will not only come for the feast, he will not only come to Jerusalem for the Passover, he himself is the Passover lamb who will be sacrificed. He will die for the nation, and not only for the nation, not only for the Jews, but to gather into one the dispersed children of God. It's the exact fulfillment of what is prophesied in Ezekiel. God is going to gather all his children. How is he going to do it? By the sacrifice of his son, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. So this is what we're celebrating. I will deliver them from all their sins. This is what we will commemorate in next week and the following week, the death and resurrection of Jesus. We who are his followers, if we're going to gain the benefit of his great act of self-sacrificing love, we have to follow him. We follow him into Jerusalem. Tomorrow we enter into Jerusalem, Palm Sunday. We see Jesus entering into the city, making a public display of himself. And tomorrow we will also read the account of the Passion. So we're his followers. We're joining him in his journey into Jerusalem. We ourselves, like all the Jews, are going to Jerusalem. And that's what we're doing today. Now, that's as far as we'll go for right now, but I hope you can stay for the rest of the morning. We're going to be reflecting more on how Jesus saves us from our sins.